Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Basically, what we do here is we study the book of Proverbs every Sunday continuously, and we basically study that to grow as men, grow in knowledge, and grow closer to God. So, since today is July the 31st, I think I'm letting us get through another month here, we're going to be studying Proverbs 31. So, I'm going to start us off with a word of prayer, and I'm going to hand it over to the host, Jamal, Minister Jamal Harris, in a second. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for getting us here safely. Thank you for bringing us here once again to study your word, get more knowledge of you, and grow spiritually in you. And I hope that you help us grow as men and guide us in the way that we live and help us in our lives. And Jesus, now I pray, amen. All right, so I'm going to hand it over to the real host right now, Minister Jamal Harris.
Morning, everybody. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. As Brother Anthony said, you know, thank y'all for being faithful and dedicated to the word. So we're gonna be into Proverbs 31 today. And, you know, what I like about God is that, you know, we do first words a lot. And one thing that, you know, God knows is that we on a line with a bunch of men. So every now and then we get that 31st proverb, and, you know, it talks about that woman. So we're going to get straight into it. We're going to start at verse 2. Verse 1 is just an introduction. So we're going to start into verse 2. Verse 2 says, "Listen, my son, listen. Of my womb, listen, my son, the answer to my prayers." Verse 3, "Do not spend your strength on woman, your vega, or those who ruin kings." I believe that these couple verses are talking about, first of all, the urgency of what's about to take place, the urgency of what is about to be said. And, you know, through our lives, you know, especially every man on this line, we had some downfalls with women. We've had people telling us, "Look, man, she ain't good for you." But because we like and love. Well, I ain't gonna say like, but we love the way that she looks. We have ignored key things in our lives. I know for me, I can speak for myself. I know I wish I would have listened to some people when they were talking about the woman that I was dealing with. And I know oftentimes I have not. So it says that do not spend your strength on the woman, your vigor on those who ruin kings. So don't, I believe that this is saying don't stress yourself or don't put your all on this woman and for the ones who ruin kings. So basically, this is the proverb that's telling us the woman that we should have, or the woman that we should desire for, and the woman that we should not look for, or not desire for. Any comments? Any add-ons?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. That on how. And we
are people that the spiritual world is way more realer than the, or way more real than the physical world. Now we have a new understanding. So now when we make with the spirits that you're putting in yourself, now we're in a whole bunch of mess. And now when you mix in the drink, the spiritual drink, I mean the spiritual with what was going on, when you mixed in the drink with the woman, now we're in a whole mess. I have been sitting down with friends and they have talked, and he said, "Man, I don't know why I caught this girl. I don't like this girl. You know, we had a falling out." But when they started consuming the drink, and the spirit has finally took over, because that is the reason for saying under the influence. So when we understand these things, and it's easy for men, because we are physical creatures, it's easy for us to be all trapped by a woman. It's easy for us to be thrown off. It's easy for us to be persuaded by a woman. So these verses are telling us to be careful. Don't allow that to take you over. Don't allow, because this God understands that women can be our weakness. Now I can speak for myself. I don't have to speak for everybody else, but I'm sure everybody else has been in a situation where a woman has persuaded them to do things that they normally wouldn't do. And I'm not saying that it's all bad. But when you first meet this woman and she's fine and everything, what do? You buy her flowers, something that you normally wouldn't do. You go out your way to make sure things that you take care of her, and you go out of every extreme. Sometimes we go and we say, "Well, you know, I don't have that much, but you need some money, baby. I'm gonna get it for you." So now we end up going into debt. We end up not paying our tithes. We ended up not doing the things of God, trying to please this woman. Any comments?
All right, if we don't have any comments, we're going to move on to verse 4. Verse 4 says, "It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine." Oh, verse 5? Okay. "Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice due to any that is afflicted." I think that goes back to the part that we were even talking about, you know, that when you do consume, you forget everything, you know, you do start doing stuff that, you know, you normally wouldn't do. And doing that, you know, you forget the law. That's why, you know, nowadays, you know, you got drunk drivers and everybody that you can't focus, you know, because they're intoxicated or under the influence, you know, of something else that's not them. So when you're under the influence, you're not focused. You don't have any, you know, control of what you're doing partially. And, you know, even if not that, you just know that you're not supposed to be doing it in the first place, you know. Even though, you know, some people do justify it with the, you know, versus don't be drunk with wine. But, you know, at the same time, even if you do partake, you know your limits. You know what you're supposed to be doing. And, you know, if you are in God, you know that that's not healthy for you and for your spiritual walk, that, you know, that those things you just shouldn't be doing. So that's what I think about that verse. What do you think about that?
I think you're right on it. I think you're right on it. If we don't put ourselves in a situation where, you know, we can be vulnerable, that's the key point. See, when we get vulnerable, that's one thing about the enemy. He's persistent, and he's gonna wait there and wait and wait and wait until he gets a chance, as the young people say, to catch you slipping, catch you lacking. I've seen people most vulnerable when they are drunk, because they're under the influence of a spirit. Therefore, when I've seen people sleep on endless videos on YouTube, and they smacking people with powder, going through their pockets, doing just crazy stuff to people that are drunk because they're vulnerable to the situation. So I believe God is telling us, don't put yourself in a situation. God understands that we all fall short of his glory and we all make mistakes. But we should not put ourselves into that situation. Going to verse 6, it says, give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto the bitter in soul. So this is what God is telling us. God is telling us that the strong drink is given to him that is ready to perish, that is ready to go, that is almost I look at it as almost on the deathbed. When you perish, you're gone, and so God is telling us the wine is to the bitter in soul. So this is the outline or blueprint of what God is trying to tell us. Verse 7 says, let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. So we've often heard people, and this is the people that God is talking about, we've often heard people that like to drown their sorrows in wine and beer and liquor. So I believe that this is what the verses are saying. Can we get any comments, add-ons, any different interpretations? All lines are open.
Yeah, I'd like to go back up to that verse 4, if I could do that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're talking about it is not for kings. Olimiel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. You have to, you know, when we study in the book of Proverbs, you have to see yourself in a certain way as a Christian. As a man of God, you have to see yourself in a certain way. And if you see yourself as a king or a prince, if you see yourself as someone in that stature, God said we are seated in heavenly places. We're seated with royalty. And if you see yourself as that you're a royal priesthood in God, there's certain responsibilities that go along with that. And we have to understand that if you're going to be a king, you're going to be a prince, you're going to be someone that has that royal priesthood, that royal background, people are looking to you to make a wise decision. And drink alcohol, any type of drug or any type of substance that you put in your body can cause you to not
act wise and cause you not to live up to being that king or being that prince or being that royal priesthood. And so the best thing to do is avoid it, because you never know when you have to make that proper decision or you have to make that proper judgment. I always tell people as a pastor that, you know, I don't mess with that, any type of wine or drink or whatever, because you never know when someone's going to need to call them. I mean, I've had to go to places 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning when someone's passed or someone needed ministry. If I was partaking of any type of substance abuse or alcohol or whatever, then I wouldn't have been able to be a reliable resource for God to be able to perform a needed ministry. And so, you know, you got to look at yourself as you know, I'm a king, I'm a prince, I'm in a position of being a royal priesthood, and so this is not beneficial to me to take any type of drugs or alcohol and just leave it alone. It's not going to kill me if I don't mess with it, but there is a chance it could kill me, kill my reputation, kill the reputation of God if I do partake of it. And so you just have to make a choice as a man of God to say, hey, you know, I'm not telling everybody they'll drink. Some people don't need to drink. And, you know, here's not telling people that are in poverty or getting ready to die or whatever, not poverty or people that are coming to the end of their life, not to take some type of medication for medicinal purposes, I guess you would say it. But if you're strong and you're in leadership or you're in charge or you're someone that is people are looking up to, the best thing for you to do is to leave it alone. And, you know, if you see yourself as a king, you see yourself as a prince, you see yourself as a royal priesthood, my advice, like the word, is say to leave it alone. It can't do anything good for you. It's easy to get drunk, and then, you know, people will mock you and say, look, I thought you were a man of God. I thought you were this. I thought you were that, all because you want to drink and feel good for a little while, and now you've made a fool out of yourself. So my wisdom goes along with what the word says, and just leave it alone. I mean, there's nothing good that, you know, is going to come out of it in the end.
Amen, amen, amen. Now, then we got that interpretation. It breaks down more. We have to be available to be used by God. God uses us all the time. We just have to be available at all times. As Pastor said, he's had to go and give ministry 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And so we just always being ready. So we're going to move on to verse 8, says, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Verse 9 says, speak up and judge fairly, defend the rights of the poor and the needy. I believe that this verse is speaking to the fact that we want to put it in today's terms or just a situation that's going on. It's in school, bullying. And I believe that, you know, when bullying is going on, it usually start off with cracking a few jokes and the jokes get more serious and more severe and more hurtful, more disrespectful. And I believe that in this verse that if we say something, if we see something that's not going on, that's unfairly or somebody's being taken advantage of, that we should speak up and say something as the children of God, as the people of God, or as pastors say, if you look at yourself as a prince, king, or that's how you look at yourself. These are the things that we should be able to do. We should be able to defend those that cannot defend themselves. We should be able to help them. It says, verse 9 says, speak up and judge fairly, defend the rights of the poor and the needy. So what we should be able to do as children of God is speak against those things. speak against the people that are talking about badly or are speaking ill of the poor and the needy. And I believe that once we do that, when we help defend them, that God is very pleased with that. God is saying that, you know, you are speaking on their behalf. You are helping them on their behalf. And I believe that God, I believe that he honors that. What do you think about that, Brother Anthony?
I definitely agree with you. I think, you know, and as us being Christians, you know, and that we know what's right and what's wrong, that, you know, we should definitely speak out on those things. And when you see something that's going wrong, or you see something that, you know, that somebody's not able to, you know, defend themselves or say, you know, hey, that's wrong, or, you know, some people that, you know, might, like you said in school, might have low self-esteem, and, you know, that they just keep going at it. They might be your friends. They might be somebody that you could say, hey, man, don't do that, you know. Certain things are wrong. I'm reminded, you know, when we all went to the nursing home, you explained to the kids, you know, that some people aren't, you know, all the way there. And, you know, that just because their situation is like that, that doesn't mean that, you know, that you're in the right to actually, you know, make fun of them or say something about them. You know, there was stuff like that. And, you know, bullying nowadays, you know, leads to death. And, you know, especially on social media now that you have different outlets for everybody, you know, to say something now. You know, everybody, some people say, you know, social media, some people really take that stuff serious. And it really hurts them. You know, it's been countless deaths nowadays just because of that. By itself, not even just words, but just social media, you know, people get embarrassed and, you know, certain things be happening that, you know, certain people take advantage of those situations just to push you down. And people might not even know, you know, what's going on in their background or, you know, whatever's going on in their life or whatever's going on at home. So you definitely have to, you know, take all that stuff into consideration when it comes down to situations where other people are getting bullied or other people are getting hurt, certain things are said to them that shouldn't be said, and, you know, that you can, you know, that you can do something about it. You should do something about it. We have all lines open if anybody wants to comment on that.
Yeah, I think it's always good to look out for somebody, you know, because we always need somebody to look out for us. And if you look at it in that perspective, you see something that's going wrong or something that's not right, and you know it's not right, and you can do something about it. I'm not saying you should jump into everything, but if you know you can do something and say, man, y'all need to squash this, or, you know, that's enough. You know, let's move on or something, change the subject or something. You know, that's what we should do, because somebody – in our lifetime has looked out for us or is going to look out for us. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, we should do unto others as we have them do unto us. And it'll make the situation better. And, you know, you might not be the most popular guy, but, you know, they'll respect you for standing up.
And I agree with that. And I believe that you know, you stepping on their behalf and help them out, you know, they whatever they were getting bullied about, they I think they would come to grips with it or become more comfortable with it because somebody has now spoken out and said something to help them. And I think that, you know, as Brother Anthony was talking about, a lot of things on social media now and cyberbullying and bullying is leading to suicide and things of that nature. So, and what people don't understand is when you hurt somebody, you can kill somebody spiritually without even touching them physically. So when we understand that, we will become better as people in God. We have ran out of time, so we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, Father God, for us to get on this first word, Father God, and fellowship this man, Father God. We ask you to be with us in our services. We ask you to build Pastor up, Father God. We is weak, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to let us preach a fire word, Father God. We ask you just keep us, Father God, forever be with us, Father God. Never turn your back on us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Until next week, fellas, this is the first word.